Tanya for the 22nd of Nisan, which is the final day of Pesach, Achron Shel Pesach, is in Perek Mem Aleph on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, and on the English page 214. The Alter Rebbe had said that the kavana of bringing together the Shechina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in that way including all Jews in this Yichud, is a higher level kavana, and although not every Jew is on that level, but he still should have that kavana, because to some degree it is true within the heart of the Jew, in that he wants to do whatever it is that God wants of him, so that indirectly the desire to bring about this Yichud is included in the heart and in the soul of every Jew. Now to continue on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, after the period. Aval Yichud Nafshei V'Hiskal Elusa B'Eid Havaye, but the oneness of his soul with God and having it be absorbed into godliness, Lihiyes La'achodim, that they should become one, his nefesh and God should become one, Bozeh chofetz kol adam Yisrael be'emes la'amite l'gamri b'chol lev v'chol nefesh. This every Jew desires with his entire heart, and it is 100% true because he wants it with all his heart and with all his soul. Me'avo hativis ha'mesuteres b'lev kol Yisrael, not necessarily because he's on a very high level, but rather because he's a Jew, and in the heart of every Jew there is this love which causes him l'dovka b'Hashem, to cleave to God v'lo l'poreid, and to not be separated. V'lihyes nichras v'nivdul chas v'sholim m'yichudei v'achdusei yisborei b'shum eifem. He doesn't want, he avoids anything that would separate him and sever him, God forbid, from God's oneness in any way at all. As we learned earlier, that even to bow to an idol without believing in the idol, and he knows that that may not even be a sin, and yet, even for that, he is willing to die rather than bow to the idol. Afilu b'mesiras nefesh mamish, even to the point of literally losing his life, the eisik hateiru mitzvah v'hatfilo, who gam kein inyan mesiras nefesh mamish. And the devotion to the study of Torah and the doing of mitzvahs and the davening is also really an act of mesiras nefesh. Kamei b'tzeisa min haguf b'mulei shivim shano, just as when the soul leaves the body at the end of the 70 years. She'eina meharheres b'tzarchi haguf, at that time the soul is not thinking about the body's needs. Elo machshavta miyuchedes u'mulubeshes, the thought of the neshama then is completely united and clothed in the letters of Torah and Tefillah, shehein dvar Hashem u'machshavta yizbarech, which is the word of God and the thoughts of God, v'hoyu lacha demamish, and they become one. Shezehu kol esek haneshama is b'gan Eden, because that's the entire occupation of the neshama while it's in Gan Eden. It doesn't concern itself with bodily needs, but is completely absorbed in godliness. Kedisa the Gemara of Zehar, as it's described in the Gemara and in the Zehar about the activity and the behavior of the neshama when it comes to Gan Eden in heaven. Elo shom isangin b'hasagosam v'hiskalalusam be'er Hashem. There, in heaven, the neshama takes pleasure in what it comprehends of godliness, and from its being absorbed into godliness. Zehu shetiknu b'tchilas b'rchas ha'shachar, and this is the meaning of the takono that we should say at the beginning of the day, in the morning brachos, kedem ha'tfila, before we even begin davening, we say elokai shomo, so God, the soul that you placed in me, you breathed into me, ata osid litlo mimeni, that you will in the future take it from me. In other words, that a person is mortal. What is the significance of saying this in the morning? It doesn't seem to be a very inspiring thought with which to start the day. So the Alter Rebbe says, Klema, it means as follows. Since you're the one who breathed this neshama into me. And you are the same one who will take it from me, which means that my life in the physical is not a permanent thing, is not the ultimate thing, is not the real thing, even when it's breathed into me. It will be taken from me. Lochein, me'ato ani meisra umachzira loch. Therefore, I understand that the purpose of life and the meaning of life is not the physical existence, since that's temporary. So rather than wait until that happens, and then I will return to God, I return to God now. Right now, I return the neshama to you, to God, liyachado be'achduscha, to unite it in your oneness. And as it says, Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa, to you, God, I lift up my soul. Meaning, I return my soul to you, I give it back to you, I reunite it with you, knowing that in the end that's going to be inevitable, that that's the truth, and that is the real meaning behind existence, therefore I'm not going to wait until it happens out of my control, but rather willingly, I give you back the neshama. V'hainu, and this happens al yidei iskashrus machshavti b'machshavtecha, by uniting and attaching my thought to your thoughts. V'diburai b'diburcha, and my speech to your speech, which is esiyis ha-teira v'atfilo, the words of teira and the words of davening. U'befrat, and particularly ba'amiras, ba'amira la'Hashem l'neichach, when we say blessings, we say brachas, in which we refer to God in the first person, as if he is standing there in front of us, or second person, we refer to God as ato, k'mei baruch ato, blessed are you, and we refer to God as you, as if he were standing there in the room with us, u'chahai gavna, and other such expressions, where it is obvious that we are returning and giving back the neshama to God by reuniting the neshama with God through the specific means of speech and thought and deed. The Rebbe doesn't mention deed here. He mentions only thought and speech, where he says that it's through binding my thought to your thought, my speech to your speech, through the words of Torah and Tefillah. But later on, the Rebbe will say that that goes for the act of the mitzvah as well. In the Hayyim Yom of today, the 22nd of Nisan, Achren Shel Pesach, the 7th day of the Emor, the Rebbe says that during the day, we're careful to follow this order. We make Kiddush, then Daven Mincha, and after that, eat the Yom Tov meal.